Beschiss, was ich bin. Wir machen. Wir Barach. Ich höre, dass Schiede so sein Gesinn stark. In his Abschatz. Er wird nachen. I want to share with you. I remember the Baal Avedis Levi. In a short statement, he was in Cleveland for a chasna. And people in Cleveland didn't know who Reb Nachum is. Reb Nachum came with the yeshiva. So yeshiva told him, "Er is Baltimore's Reb Motel Pogromansky." He set him straight. I can't say anything other than the fact that I'm greatly, greatly anxious right now when I have to focus on the fact that Reb Nachum and Rebbetzin are leaving. Not leaving, as the Rashida said, it's not appeared at all. The Levavis are karev and craven and will always remain that way. It's not shayach. As Rav Shiva said, Rav Nachum is an R. He came from an Eretz Yisrael, but he came to begin a giant R in his own kind heart. He was carved to the Zayda, even if he took away some sperm from him, and even if he had him throw something out, it's machnishtais. Rav Nachum brought himself back because he would help when the Rashiva came back from New York. He would help the Rashiva take in some sperm the Rebbetzin shouldn't see. So the shtickle being able to take care, the Rashiva took care of his sperm, and helped take care of the Rashiva's sperm. I can tell you that I learned over the years that Reb Nachum has a difficulty in digesting alcohol. I can tell you, I learned it once the hard way. But I want to tell you, he had a Rebbe who taught him how to drink. His Rebbe Muvik. He had two Rebbe Muvik, most likely the Belvedere Levi and Reb Weinberg. I'm sure, and Klev Kolevsky. He had all his Rebbe Muvik became Rebbe Muvik with him. With Purim, Purim Suda, with the Chavur, yeah? And Reb Nachum was very reticent to drink anything. So the Rebbe said, "Drink, Nachum, drink, drink." So he had a Rebbe drinking also. But Weistais, the physical composite of Reb Nachum, wasn't able to go along with the Rebbe's Hanhaga. So he's Mamayat. The Velt is the kasha, the obvious kasha. Why do we need Vayetzi Yaakov, Meirshava, and Vatetzi Naomi? In both places, Chazal tell us, Panaziva, Panahoid, Panahadar. Vastafman Tom Bey the Zachin. So they say, I think the teretz that makes the most sense is that each one is telling us a chiddush. The chiddush by, when Yaakov left, the chiddush was, okay, left over Yitzchak is there. Yitzchak is lechta. So I would think there's only one hide, there's one other, one has the tandara, one ziva. Weiss does that there's more than one. And each one has its own hide, has its own other, has its own ziva, gives off an ur. An ur that's mayor and an ur that's varmed. It warms a person. It gives us that which we need in order to be able to live. An der Shemesh kann man sich nicht leben. An der Kachavim kann man echt nicht leben. It's a chelik of achias. It's a chelik of our existence. It would be presumptuous of me to say that I was a chaver of Reb Nachum's. I can only tell you one thing. This Purim was the best Purim of my life. I told it to many people already. I was able to share a Suda with Reb Nachum. We shared the Suda. And Friday night, I said to Reb Nachum, if I knew how geshmak it was to have a Suda, it's admirable. We should have done it years ago. He says, das ist taka ataina. We should have done it years ago. What the Rashiva says, I can only mirror what the Rashiva is saying. The Rashiva said that yes, when there's real or, when there's a mayor, yeah. So, you don't have to go close to it to get the light. You don't have to go close to it to get the warmth. You don't have to interact with it. You when you're in powerful light, when you're a source of light, in the source of air, it permeates the whole environment. It's not just an individual that's benefiting from that air. It's a whole, the whole tzibur and benefits from it. The whole tzibur is a different level of existence. Yes, just from watching, as the Rashiva said, just from watching, just seeing. Yeah. So he asked the kasha, why is it that we need two vayetzes? The first one, as we said, because Yitzhak was left over, so that's the chiddush, that there are many, many, many Iris Baruch Hashem in the world, and each one is brighter than the next. By Naomi, you had to say also that. So what's the chiddush for Naomi? Because I would think that if you don't go out, then what kind of ziva can it be? What kind of hard hoyden hard could be? The ishut snua, the besa. So what difference does it make if she's there or she's not there? Vice does that the rebbitzin who stays in the house, that doesn't come out, has a tremendous hashpa from her existence. How many Litvisha Rebbitzins do we still have? A Litvisha Rebbitzin in the full sense of the word. She has a Deya, she has a Havana, and she has a Dibur. We're going to miss everybody. We're going to miss the family. But this is the best time to do it. This is the only Nechama that I find is that this is the best time to do it. We said on Purim, we said the Klal Yisrael was reached the hechst dark of the history of Klal Yisrael. Makabel the Torah mi'ava. Yeah, Gresen mi'magmar ha'tzina. Gresen mi'magmar ha'tzina. What's the pshat? Because how did Klal Yisrael do it? By Mamad Sinai, the Chazal tell us that the Rebbeinu was Batal Zoham Lasa. Batal Zoham. Why? Why was that necessary for Kabbalah Satayra? Because if there's any chet, that's period by definition. Because Eina Nuchayte V'Leilai. So if there's any remnant or residue of a chet, that period. So during this Kufa, during this Mishnichnas Adar Mavim B'Simcha, which goes until Shavuos, Mitzvah Shem. And really, it goes a whole year. But it's Marvin B'Simcha. It's Marvin B'Simcha. And we can be Zeicha to Godless in Aliyahs, but things that we could never have imagined before. To break down the period of Shishim Ribai, to break down such a period as Shach, that we could do on our own, without the Rav Nishlam, Yivavat al-Zuhama, Wie kann das sein? And Klein Yisrael did it. We were able to be mountain with Gaber. Klein Yisrael has that kayach during this tkufa certainly. So the chibur is even getting great. It's so great now. The kesher is so much greater than it ever was. Ever was every year. This Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalhaver, that this period is only going to be a period in a few hundred miles. In 200 miles, what is it?
140.
if you know where the gas pedal is, you can do it in 2.5 hours.
It depends who's driving.
Okay. Reb Nachum and Rabbitson. We're going to miss you terribly. Even just the distance of 140 miles.
Something like that.
I imagine we're going to have to go to many more Simchas in Lakewood. We're going to have to go many more times. I'll find out where you're living. I still have your phone number. And at the moment, that'll be a new phone number. Machazam, you'll have to give me the new phone number. Okay? Zolt Foren gesund. Zolt Zayn gesund. The Arsh Shepreten that the Beshiva said more and more Harbat Sater with a bigger and bigger island. But the island here is Mekusher. You can't be parted from us. It's a garnished helfen. I don't care if you talk or you don't talk. I ask you, please, pick up the phone when I call you. I've heard other people also have the same issue sometimes. In fact, I heard that I have the best percentages on my phone calls. We're going to miss you. We miss you already. The banished little alpha. We should be together. We should mamish be able to continue to have the tag teitlicha kesher, that the kesher that's above and beyond time and space, the kirub levavos that exists by all of us, everybody in this room, and many many others who are not here with us. We should be able to keep that. We should be able to be nene from it. We should be able to have an aliyah from it, an aliyah that's going to be. Kayomim Hahim Basmanazem, Beza Hashem Yisbarach. Fort gesund, sonst sein gesund, and we'll see you soon.